In 1966, a group of professors and interested parties led by the late Dr. Kevin Cullen, a local who that very same year had planted his first grapes in what is now a famous local vineyard, set out to undertake a health study of all Busselton people.
They got over 90% response. It was all done voluntarily. All the people from, they brought medical students down to do a lot of testing, and nobody charged, and the local people were absolutely fantastic. Well, ex-nurses and people did a lot of the blood pressures and things like that.
Both Dr. Cullen and his wife Di have now passed away. However, not so long ago, while Di Cullen still graced this region with her presence, we had the pleasure of catching up for a chat. She was full of information and fantastic stories from back when the Margaret River wine region was unheard of. Di remembered that first health survey well, and the controversy that hit when the results of the tests, which included things like blood pressure, diabetes and chest diseases, were forwarded direct to the patients and then to the doctors.
Patients, first of all, were given their reports and told whether to go to the doctor or whether they were okay, which was unheard of in those days and caused a bit of trouble amongst the medical profession, who felt their status was perhaps being sort of interrupted a little.
Despite the controversy at the time, it seems that the survey heralded warning bells for many, and now, decades later, the ongoing statistics are astounding.
The outcome is that the people of Busselton who were in the survey have the lowest mortality in Australia, which is very interesting. So by interfering at that stage, a lot of people who had blood pressure or heart problems were treated, and they otherwise probably would have died, or diabetes and all sorts of things.
Research from the Busselton Health Survey has proved invaluable, not only to the people of Busselton, but also to health professionals across the globe.
The outcome of it was they have those every 4 years. They still do this one coming up now, but of course they cost a lot more, and it's hard to get funds, terribly hard to get funds. But there's been over 200 papers of international repute come out of it. It's been very successful. My husband was a stimulating person to live with.